Military officials say they want to ensure zero casualties to civilians as they take on the remaining few hundred rebels on the northeastern coast. But the effort is being complicated by Tamil Tigers shedding their uniforms and blending in with the tens of thousands of trapped civilians in a government-declared safe zone. The military's top target is LTTE leader Velupalai Prabhakaran. Army Brigadier Udaya Nanayakara tells VOA News the founder of the guerrilla movement is cornered in a 5-kilometer narrow strip of territory the LTTE still controls between the sea and a lagoon.
According to our intelligence, Prabhakaran is still there in this piece of land. We have taken necessary steps to prevent him escaping from that area.
That, the military says, leaves the rebel commander with only one way to survive, an option he has reportedly ruled out. Surrender.
So if he don't want to surrender, as his spokesman has said, he will have to swallow his cyanide capsule if he willing to die like that, or to surrender to the army, or he will get killed by the army.
A rebel spokesman quoted by international news agency says Prabhakaran is still in the war zone leading the fight. The Navy says it destroyed 6 LTTE boats, killing 25 rebels. Meanwhile, Tamil websites report the sinking of a naval water jet gun boat and an Israeli-built high-speed attack craft. There is no way to confirm details of the maritime clashes, as independent observers rarely, and then only briefly, gain access to the area. The Tamil Tigers, branded a terrorist organization by numerous countries, have waged a 25-year campaign for a separate ethnic Tamil homeland. Although they are facing imminent defeat on the conventional battlefield, the rebels have scored a small virtual victory. Military officials acknowledge the army's website was hacked. Officials blame the ruthless Tigers and their proxies for a technical assassination of the army internet site. The hackers were able to place on the army's homepage claims about and graphic photographs of civilian casualties blamed on the military. Authorities took the site offline following the cyber attack. Steve Herman, VOA News, Colombo.